So, Father Ed Broom, let's head back to the phones. And Terry, listening in Temecula, California. Hi, Terry. Good to have you on the program today.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Father Broom. Thank you.
Hi.
Well, I wanted to just I just wanted to give a little bit of my story. I was born in a Catholic family with catechism. Did all the right things then. Graduated from school and fell out away from the church. 21, I got involved very deeply into drugs. And at 33, I was suicidal. So I was, because of the drug, I was very suicidal, couldn't live with it, couldn't live without it. My mom, unbeknownst to me, was having prayers being said for me. Those prayers somehow got me to go to church for confession. Now, it's been 20 years, and I was actually doing it to appease my mom. When I went to confession, I did a one-on-one because I knew it had been a while. I didn't go to the lineup they do normally in church. I did make an appointment, and I sat with Father Dan, and I wasn't going to confess my drugs. I wasn't going to confess my lifestyle that came along with the drugs. I was just going to say, you know, I smoke, I swear, I talk back to my mom, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think when the priest had asked me this one question, and I've said this before, I think, on your radio show, he had asked me what my relationship was with my father, my earthly father. And the drug stemmed from him. It was background of domestic violence in our family, a lot of anger, a lot of hate, a lot of resentment. I had built up about 13 years of it now. And when the priest had asked me that, Father Dan asked me that, I remember I broke down. I literally broke down, and I started confessing everything from the drugs and everything that pretty much went with it. I couldn't confess it all. I didn't remember it all. But the main ones that I could remember, I confessed. And I was never so free in my life after I had left that church. I came home. I remember falling on my knees, thanking God. And my life changed. But my penance, I mean, I'm thinking 1,000 Hail Marys, 1,000 Our Fathers. He said, come to church this Sunday. Come to church this Sunday. And I went, okay, I can do that. And I've been going ever since. I've never stopped. And I was 33 years old, and I'm well in my 50s now. And I've never stopped, and I've learned every year something about my faith, about God's love, about how I can share it with people. I've done catechism with kids. I've brought people back to church through my testimony. So I'm a big advocate of reconciliation. I do the first Friday, Saturday devotions now because of it. And it's kept me straight no matter what's going on in my life. And there's a lot going on right now, but because I can go to my confession, go to my God, I feel his love, and I know I'm okay. I'll be okay.
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful story. And the thought that occurred to me is you have received so much the mercy of God. It's like the encounter of the prodigal daughter with the loving father. You've experienced so much the mercy of God. And I was about to say, maybe you're called to be an apostle of the confession and to tell the people that a lot of people are inhibited. They're filled with fears and doubts. They feel there's going to be a bad experience. Maybe you can tell them, that's, you know, often it's the devil. The devil can sometimes blow things out of proportion. He can paint the confession as something that's going to be very painful and very difficult, and the priest is going to come down hard on you, give you the 1,000 Hail Marys, as you said. You're never going to get out of it. And that's the, Jesus says that the devil is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So I think that your experience is great. And one of the things that people often will say is, you know, I'll go back and do the same sin again and again. My homily yesterday was on the parable of the sower and the seed and the weeds. And my homily was basically this. When I was a kid, my mom had a garden, and I was her gardener. And I had to pull out the weeds every week. And I hated doing that. I thought it was an exercise in futility because every time I pulled out those darn weeds, they would come back. But you know, every time I came back, the weeds were smaller and they were less. Until one day, I came back after about a week, and I didn't notice any more weeds. And I moved a rock, and there were some weeds underneath the rock. So I think that confession can be compared to weeding your garden. Yeah, there's always going to be some weeds there, but the more you pull out those weeds, the less they're going to be, and the more freedom there's going to be, and the more those beautiful flowers, the virtues of faith, hope, charity, and love and peace and purity are going to blossom. So I really believe that you're called to be an apostle of God's mercy through confession. What do you think?
Absolutely. I've always been told I was like a miracle because I stopped the drugs overnight, something I just did not see myself ever doing, or living with it or living without it. And that, I remember those words in my own head that you can't go with it and you can't go without it. I was so trapped. And so, you know, by the grace of God, maybe my guardian angels and my mother's prayers, people were praying for me in another church, that got me there. At least it got me there. And then God did the rest. He did the rest because I didn't know what to expect. It's been years. So I love to talk about my conversion through confession. That's really what my conversion was through confession. So I'm always grateful to God.
What you're really saying is this, is that it was probably through maybe your mother's prayers, maybe some little child that was offering up a little sacrifice, maybe a sister in the Carmelite convent, they were offering up prayers and maybe sacrifices. As a result of that, you were inspired to go to confession, you unloaded, and then God just gave you a deluge of graces. So behind many of our actions, or all of our good actions, you've got the grace of God that's present. But that is the conduit of that grace, often is through prayer warriors that we're probably only going to meet once we get to heaven. So beautiful story. Keep up the good work and become a real apostle of God's mercy through the sacrament confession. And also, yeah, pray for priests. You know, the Curia of Ars, who's the patron of confessors, he points out the importance of a holy priest, how many holy priests can really help souls to recognize their dignity, and the fact that as Jesus said to St. Faustina, the greatest attribute of God is his mercy. And the mercy is, as John Paul II says, the second name for love is God's mercy. So give thanks to the Lord for your good, because his mercy endures forever. So beautiful, beautiful testimony, and now go out there and proclaim the good news of God's mercy through the sacrament of confession. God bless you.
Yeah, Terry, God bless you indeed. Thanks for joining us. Love the story. Thanks for sharing that with us. Father Ed Broom, our spiritual director, talking about confession today.